The corridor narrowed into a tube, and Nord imagined it a gullet down which the Astartes were traveling. He had encountered Tyranids before, but only upon the field of battle, and then down the sights of a missile launcher. He had never ventured aboard one of their craft, and it was exactly the horror he had expected it to be. Tyranid vessels were not the product of forges and shipyards. They were spawned. They were living things, animals by some vague definition of the term. Electrochemical processes and nerve ganglions transmitted commands about its flesh. Pheromonic discharges regulated its internal atmosphere. Exothermic chemistry created light and heat. Its hull was skeletal matter, protecting the crew that swarmed like parasites inside the gut of the craft. Together, the hive was a contained, freakish ecosystem, drifting from world to world, driven by the need to feed and feed. Even in this half-dead state, Nord could taste the echo of that aching, bone-deep craving, as if it were leaking from the twitching walls. The fleshy wattles that dangled from the ceiling, the corpse-gray cilia and phlegmy deposits around his feet, all of it sickened him as much with its dead stench as the sheer, revolting affront of the Tyranid's very existence. This Xenos abortion was everything that the Imperium, in all its human glory, was not. A chaotic riot of mutant life, disordered and rapacious, without soul or intellect. Nord's hand tightened around his pistol. The urge to kill this thing rose high, and he reined it in, denying the tingle of a building rage before it had freedom to form. The chamber broadened into an uneven space, dotted with deep pits of muddy liquid that festered and spat, gaseous discharges chugging into the fetid air. Sirun gestured.
Rendering pools. Biomass is brought here to be denatured into a liquid slurry.
Kore spoke for the first time since they had boarded.
To what end?
To feed the hive,
Sirun replied.
This gruel is the raw material of the Tyranids. They consume it, shape it. It is where they are born from.
Kale dropped to his haunches.
And where they kill, he added.
The sergeant picked something metallic from the spoil heaps and turned it in his fingers. A rank sigil of iron and copper, a disc cut to resemble a cogwheel. Upon it, the design of a skull, the symbol of the Adeptus Mechanicus. Kore turned his face and spat in disgust.
Emperor, protect me from such a fate.
More here, said Brother Dane. With care, he drew to him a twisted shape afloat on one of the pools. It was a man's ribcage and part of a spine, but the bone was rubbery and distended where acidic fluids had eaten into it. It crumbled like wet sand in the Blood Angel's grip.
Adept Indus, perhaps. And his scout team,
Kale suggested. He turned to face Nord and saw the Psyker glaring into the dimness.
Brother?
The question had barely left his lips when the Codicia gave an explosive shout.